You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we're very pleased to have in the studio with us Joan Lusk, who is the president of the Rhode Island Chamber Music Concerts. Welcome, Joan.
It's nice to be here again.
Nice to have you back once again. It's been quite a while since you've been here, but wonderful things are happening for the Rhode Island Chamber Music Concerts. Tell us a little bit about the organization and where you located, things like that.
Okay. We're an old organization, over 50 years old now, and have presented 4 concerts a year through most of that time. This year, we're presenting them in a new hall. We've moved to the First Unitarian Church in Providence.
And the last time you were here, you were at Brown University, correct?
That's right, an alumni hall. Yeah. But we were not part of Brown University. Mm-hmm. We were just
using their facility.
And the students there are so into music. They have so many musical and dance groups that there isn't room for us in that hall anymore.
Well, you never know. The church may be better suited for what you want to present.
I've been to other concerts there, and it sounds fine. The pews have cushions.
There you go.
I want everyone to know they shouldn't be afraid to come because of the pews.
Now, that's on Benevolent Street in Providence.
At the corner of Benefit Street. It really faces Benefit Street, but its mailing address is 1 Benevolent Street.
Okay, and I'm trying to remember, what is that right near?
It's a block away from the Athenaeum.
Okay.
Across the street from the Hope Club.
Yes, that's okay.
And up the hill from the courthouse.
There you go. So if you know where the big Superior Court building is in Providence, then you're in the right neighborhood. Park there.
Carefully.
Yes. But it's a beautiful neighborhood. If you're not familiar with that area, come and visit us on the east side. I say us because Joan and I frequent the east side a lot. And our other involvement together, which is events at the Music Mansion, which we've talked about several times in the past few weeks, and Joan is involved there. But let's get back to the Rhode Island Chamber Music Concerts. Very exciting season coming up. On Thursday, October 7th, you're going to have your first performance, right?
Yes, we have the Pacifica Quartet coming. They're a fairly young quartet, but well-established now. And have won a lot of prizes. The Naumburg, they won string quartet competition at Banff some years ago. And their recordings have won Grammys. And they've won a grant from Lincoln Center, Cure Development Award from that. So they're doing really well.
Off air, before the show started, Joan was showing me this press kit. It's a very impressive resume they have put together. So sounds like something that you don't want to miss. And seating, as far as number of people in the church, do you think you're going to have enough room there for everybody?
Yes, we need and want more. Everybody should come.
All right. And if people are interested in doing that, we'll tell you how to get tickets and things like that after we listen to our first piece of music by the Pacifica Quartet. Joan, what's that going to be?
That's going to be the third movement of Dvorak's String Quartet, Opus 106. It's molto vivace. It's the scherzo-like, dance-like movement, very Czech, very rhythmic.
All right.
Fun.
Well, we'll have a very rhythmic time listening to it, and then we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Okay, we're in a rhythmic mood, I guess. So that was very nice. For people that are interested in attending the concerts, you can do so by going to the Rhode Island Chamber Music Concerts website, which is
RICMC.org.
Well, that's pretty easy. You mm-hmm. just remember Rhode Island Chamber Music Concert, so it's RICMC.org. And the phone number, if they want to call up, would be 401-863-2416. So they can call their operators are standing by.
An answering machine is standing by, and someone checks it every day. So.
All right, that's great. So that number, once again, is 401-863-2416. And tickets are available now, right?
That's right. And the easiest way to get them is through the website. You can use PayPal or another credit card safely there and buy either single tickets or get a whole subscription. The links to the pages are pretty clear on the website.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that subscription and all the other concerts coming up. Mm-hmm. But first, we're going to try to get in as much music as possible. So we have another piece from this very same CD, and maybe we should just tell the people the name of the CD, and that's Pacifica Quartet doing Dvorak, right?
Yes.
And that's we do realize that was recorded about 7 or 8 years ago, perhaps, something like that?
It's from 2001.
Yeah,
and
okay, 9 years
ago. The group had a different violist at the time than they have now, but they were good then, they were winning prizes then, and they're great now, so.
All right, we'll go to this next track, which is what?
It's the last movement of the same string quartet, Opus 106, and it starts with a slow introduction, Andante Sostenuto, and then it's Allegro Giocoso, so it gets fast and lively and happy.
All right. We like to be fast and lively and happy. We're going to listen to as much of this as possible and then take a short break and be back with more of Rhode Island Chamber Music Concerts. Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversation, where we are listening to music provided to us by the Rhode Island Chamber Music Concerts. And with us is Joan Lusk. She is the president of the organization. And although she's nowhere near old enough to have been around for the entire length of the organization, she tells us the organization is almost 50 years old, right, Joan?
That's right. More than 50 years old.
Now, when you say the organization as such, I know the last time you were here, Heidi Smith, who is was with us doing the doing the broadcast, and she's still involved, correct?
Yes, she's still the program committee chair, and so she's running the committee that chooses the groups and chooses the repertoire that they offer.
Now, when we say the organization, does that consist of 10 people, 100 people,
no.
5 people?
The board has about 18 members.
18 members.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So they're involved in every aspect of making the concerts happen.
Okay. And so those, but Heidi's responsible for kind of selecting the groups and then the board approves it.
Heidi and others.
Heidi and others, okay. And so then you end up with someone as, for example, as the Pacifica Quartet, which is going to be the music we've been listening to and we will continue to listen to. But there are other events coming up, another one coming up in November. Tell us about that one.
Yes, November 9th. We have the Adaskan String Trio. They're from Hartford. And Thomas Gallant, an oboist, playing with them. So that's a little unusual for us to have an oboe. And they're playing some predictable and some other interesting music. Not quite right. Even the predictable is interesting.
Well, that's good.
Predictable is the Mozart Oboe Quartet. That's probably the most famous chamber piece people will know. But they're also playing Britten's Fantasy for the same combination, which is an interesting piece. It's very rhapsodic for the oboe, and the oboe goes wild in the middle.
And
it's march-like with the other instruments. So there's clearly some program behind this fantasy. I'm not sure what Britten had in mind, but they're doing a Johann Christoph Bach oboe quartet, which one of the sons of the famous J.S. Bach, one of the ones who brought music out of the Baroque heading toward the classical period, and not related to the fictional P.D.Q. Bach, but there's often an element of that kind of humor, intentional or not, in that era. I don't know this piece, so I'm interested in hearing what it's like.
Now, when we say oboe quartet, it's really one oboe and the three strings, right?
Yes.
So it's a trio plus one. It's not a quartet.
Yeah. And the trio of strings will be playing the Jacques Nani string trio and a Reger string trio. So Reger is this late romantic complicated, very harmonious music in late 19th century, and Jacques Nani more modern than that, and it's a lively work also. Very, very interesting work with rhythmic challenges.
Now this concert, as all of them are going to be, is going to be at the First Unitarian Church on the corner of Benevolent Street and Benefit Street on the east side of Providence. And this one on Tuesday the 9th is at 8 p.m. I guess they're all at 8 p.m.
They're all at 8 p.m., but they're on different days of the week. And
well, that's
that,
good. If somebody can't make a certain day of the week, they have a chance to make the next one.
Well, I've promised, and I intend to follow through tomorrow, 2 weeks before each concert, to send an email to those subscribers who we have
just
emails for,
them,
to say, remember it's Tuesday, remember it's Thursday.
Okay.
The church has a lot of other events going on, and Wednesday, which was our traditional day, is their busiest in the evening. So it seemed a good idea to try to move away from Wednesday, but we weren't able to move everybody to the same day.
Okay.
So,
well, that'll work out fine, I'm sure, with plenty of notice.
Yeah.
So far, we have Thursday, October 7th. That's for the Pacifica Quartet. And then this one is going to be on Tuesday, November 9th.
That's right.
All right. Let's get back to some music from the Pacifica Quartet. And let's tell us what this next piece is going to be that we're going to listen to.
This is another Czech composer, more modern than Dvorak, and with a very individual style. He was interested in making music more conversational. Hmm. And so if you listen to this piece, you'll hear at least two different voices. The quartet is subtitled Intimate Letters. It has to do with a love affair he had, one thinks an unconsummated love affair in his old age.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very emotional, and you can imagine conversations, but you'll have to imagine what was being said because he doesn't tell us except with music.
All right. Well, listen to that now and be back with more.
Okay.
Joan. Thankfully, you've brought us a lot of music today. So let's get right to the next piece and tell us what this is going to be.
This is the Molto Adagio from Beethoven's Opus 132 Quartet. It's his sacred song of thanksgiving for recovering from an illness. It's structured as variations. Mm-hmm. So it starts very quietly and then grows. And it's one of the most beautiful things in the whole world.
Well, great. Unfortunately, it's also very long.
Yeah.
So we're just going to listen to a portion of it.
He was very thankful.
We'll listen to a portion of this and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we are listening to beautiful music provided to us by the Rhode Island Chamber Music Concerts with their concert series that's going to be at the First Unitarian Church in Providence area. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. We're speaking with Joan Lusk, who is the president of the organization and is bringing us the music by the Pacifica Quartet, which is going to be their first concert on Thursday, October 7th. We've covered second concert on Tuesday, November 9th. And you have another one coming up after that on Wednesday, March 23rd, up
March
in the spring.
March 23rd, yes. This is music from Ravinia, a group of players from the Ravinia concert series outside of Chicago.
Okay.
And the Steens Institute. And violinist Miriam Fried is probably the most famous player from mm-hmm. that group. They're going to do a Haydn piano trio, Kodály serenade for two violins and viola, Webern six bagatelles for string quartet, and the Brahms piano quartet in G minor. That's the very Hungarian one with the gypsy rondo at the end.
All right.
So there's a lot of variety in the, mm-hmm. in the repertoire there.
And then one more concert to the series on Tuesday, April 5th.
Yeah. That's the Eben quartet from France. And they're going to play the Debussy Quartet. He only wrote one.
You don't have to speak French in order to listen, correct?
No, but you'll know it's French, whether you can speak French or not. That and the Bartok number 3 in C-sharp minor, that quartet. And jazz improvisations. That's unusual for us to have that.
Right.
But we're looking forward to it.
All right. So all four of those. So Thursday, October 7th, Tuesday, November 9th, Wednesday, March 23rd, and Tuesday, April 5th constitute the season. Did I leave one out?
I don't think we mentioned what the Pacifica will be playing in October.
Well, let's tell them
because
that.
The music we've got on recording isn't what they'll be playing.
All right.
They are going to play Beethoven, but Opus 18, number 1, the first quartet he published, and the big change from Mozart and Haydn.
Okay.
A new man on the scene here. A quartet by Jennifer Higdon, a New York composer who's gotten a lot of play with orchestral works, and she dedicated this to the Pacifica. And there is a website that she has that has a lot of sound bites from her work, so you can get a sense. She's a very melodic
player. Check that out, all
right. And Schumann's quartet, also his first quartet, Opus 41, number 1, it says in A minor, but most of it's major and most of it's very happy in his bipolar world.
All right. So that's the Pacifica Quartet. And well, they'll actually be performing on that first concert. But my point was going to be to get to the fact that this is a season, all four concerts, and people can buy season tickets, correct?
Yes. We are selling season tickets in three seating sections for either $120, $100, or $80. For all four concerts, and $30 for student tickets.
$30 for student tickets for all four?
Yes.
For all four concerts?
All four concerts.
Well, okay. I just want to make sure I didn't misunderstand. That's a heck of a deal. And if somebody cannot attend the whole season, they want to buy single tickets, are those also available?
They are. The prices are $35, $30, $25, and $10 for students.
Excellent.
So the series is a bargain, you see.
It is a bargain. Well, the whole thing sounds like a bargain. So that'll be great. Make sure you take advantage of that. We'll give you a website and phone number in the next segment. But right now, let's get to another piece of music. And what will this piece be?
This will be Elliot Carter. Elliot Carter is a working composer who just turned 100 years old.
Wow.
And he's received a lot of accolades because he's very original.
Mm-hmm.
His music hasn't appeared in our series because we're pretty old-fashioned.
And he's a little, he's not.
And he's not. He's just old. But the Pacifica is very well known for promoting his work. Their recording of all his quartets has won a Grammy. And we'd like to play a piece from his fifth quartet. It's 2.5 minutes long.
Well, so, that one we can definitely
get. So bear with it now.
All right.
It's called Giocoso, which by chance, Giocoso is the same Italian word for jocular that Dvorak used to define his last movement that you just heard.
All right.
You might want to think about how happy, how humorous one is and the other.
All right. 2.5 minutes. We'll be back. Interesting music provided by the Rhode Island Chamber Music Concerts. And Joan, thank you for bringing all of this music to us today. We have one more piece to listen to, but before we do that, I think we want to stress that this group that's been around for almost 50 years is always looking for new people to attend, right?
That's right. And we want to move with the times. We would like to get into the 20th and 21st century now and then without losing our regular audience. I would welcome hearing from you. If you would like to hear more Elliot Carter, if you'd like to hear more modern music, if we're too stodgy for you, let us know.
All right, and you can do that by going to their website, which is ricmc.org, and there'll be an opportunity on there for you to send an email, right, if they'd like to.
Actually, it's phrased more as a question, info@ricmc.org, but that will reach me.
Right.
And the info can come from you to me as well as from me to you.
All right, excellent. And so you can go to the website. If you'd like a phone number to call for tickets, you can do that by calling 401-863-2416. And tickets are also going to be available at the door. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Joan. It's always a pleasure to see you again, bringing this great music to us. Very diversified this time.
Yes.
Very diversified. And we have one more piece to listen to that we'll try to listen to most of. Tell us about this.
This is the last movement of Mendelssohn's Opus 44, number 1. It's Presto con Brio, so it seemed like a good way to leave with a lot of energy and a lot of notes, as is typical in Mendelssohn, strung together just elegantly.
Notes are good. Thank you once again. See you next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.